Judge to Ohio because there was no connection whatsoever. They had come here from Virginia, and he was a land agent, you know, when the Indians were down in Pottawatomie County, where they wasn't that one of the headquarters or one of the places where they all that Indian dancing rabbit thing took place and all that settling up of that. And he was there, and I don't know whether he went since there because he thought it was a good opening or why he went there, but anyway, he did and went on to this judgeship.
So he left Mississippi and went to Cincinnati and became a Supreme Court Justice. Is your husband also Episcopal?
Yes.
And was he educated here?
No, he was not, because when he, his father died when he was about 4 or 5 years old, and his mother remarried, and a few years after she had married, she and her husband and her two boys and their little girl went to Chattanooga to live. And so he grew up and was educated in the private schools of Chattanooga.
College?
He did not go to college. He always regrets that, but I think he knows more than a lot of people who did go, because he's an inveterate reader of good things, not trash. That's an education, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Just about the best, in my opinion.
You know, there's a kind of a, I think going to college in a certain way comes in kind of in waves, and they're kind of slumps, and I don't know, there was a kind of, at that time, I think a lot of boys had this urge to, you know, start making money of their own and all. And
I think we're going back into that now,
I think so too.
College,
there are too many people that have graduated and then walking around looking for jobs, aren't they?
Right. Yes, it is. It's a real problem. Particularly in the sciences. 10 years ago, that was...
Oh, yes, and engineers just begging for jobs.
Right. I wonder if on the back of this data sheet, I could ask you to draw your recollection of your childhood home.
Oh, good heavens. Here it is right here.
Oh, is that right? Is that right? Well, you are...
I'm an only child, and so that's why I happen to be here.
I see. Would you draw so we can get there with the records?
I can't draw.
Well, just squares or...
You draw it.
Well, all right.
Is this interior or exterior?
This is the interior, and particularly the arrangement of the house and what you used to call...
Well, now, you know, I don't understand what... Now, what has this got to do with language? Explain that to me.
As we get into it, I think you'll see that the names for different rooms may have changed a good deal.
Parlor that used to be a parlor and now it's a living room.
That's right, and that piece of furniture is a very interesting one. What you used to call the different parts of the fireplace. That's what I'm really interested in.
I see.
So this is...
Well, this room is, you know, practically square and about, well, except for this, but it's about 19 feet square or something like that, I believe. And the hall, you see, has a turn in it, but it goes the full length there are four rooms that open onto the central hall. And then the library, which is across the hall.